The annual Reclaiming Youth powwow returned to the grounds of the former St. Mary's Residential School in Mission last weekend. The three-day gathering ran Friday through Sunday, July 11 to 13. Embracing the spirit of Reclaiming Youth. Helena May is co-coordinator with Visionary Youth Peers for Equity and Revitalization, VIPER, the Indigenous youth-led group that organized the event. May said the healing that happened over the weekend was beautiful and important. One of the highlights of the weekend for May was a healing dance for residential school survivors and their families. My great-grandma went to St. Mary's Residential School and so did a lot of my living relatives. And to see folks who were affected by that place, whose entire lives were changed for the worse when they were taken there when they were children, coming there and healing with their families is the most beautiful thing I've seen in a really long time, May said. It was really healing for me as someone whose family was there. We had survivors come and thank us and cry with us, and tell us their stories afterwards. And I think that was the most beautiful, magical, intense, eye-opening and healing part of the weekend. Organizers were nervous about turnout heading into the weekend with another powwow in Vancouver on the same days. However, over 5,000 people came out for the event. We were kind of prepared for it to be pretty small and it was definitely smaller than last year. But the impact that it made on us and on the people that showed up was so immense, May said. The gathering featured grand entries on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as well as a Most NDN Car Contest Parade on Saturday and a Princess Pageant and Little Warrior Contest on Sunday. Planning for the annual powwow is a year-long process that begins almost immediately after the previous event ends. The work that was put in was strenuous. There are so many little moving parts, May said. May can only see the event growing in the future. It has been getting bigger every single year. And I see VIPER growing closer with the community, where the Indigenous community in the Fraser Valley is becoming united and is becoming like family. Like we were before we were displaced. So that's a really beautiful, magical thing, May said.